You're going to have to give him a name. You really need to name him today. It will really be more complicated if you take your baby boy home from the hospital without giving him a name. My parents were apparently conflicted about the name to be given to their firstborn child. Would I be named after my father and grandfather? No. Would I be named after my mother or my mother's father or my mother's brother? No. Perhaps I would share the name of one of the close friends of the family or some beloved ancestor. No. You'll need to give him a name. Obviously, they decided on Benjamin. Less obviously, Benjamin was the name of their cat. Got a lot of fond memories of that cat. See, names are interesting. Names are important. When you learn someone's name, that is something important. You can call them. You can speak to them. You can invite them. You can identify them. You can introduce them to someone else. Names are important, and names can be powerful. And the rich man in the parable, whose name we do not know, knows the name of Lazarus, the poor and sick beggar at his door. The rich man knows his name. The rich man knows that he is hungry and sick. The rich man knows where Lazarus is. And the rich man chooses to ignore him. Now, the rich man had an abundance of clothing, and perhaps he could have given some to Lazarus, but he did not. The rich man had an abundance of food, and perhaps he could have had his servants take something out to Lazarus at the door, but he did not. The rich man could have been exceptionally generous and invited Lazarus to sit at his table, enjoy the meal, and give him a comfortable place to stay for a night or for a while. But he did not. The rich man who knows that the man at the gate is named Lazarus chooses to ignore him. Now, maybe the rich man thought that someone else would take care of Lazarus. Maybe the rich man figured that it was the job of someone else to show a simple kindness to a poor and starving man whose name he knows. Maybe the rich man thought that the problems of poverty and homelessness were too big for any one person to do anything that would really matter. That's possible, but unlikely given what we know about the rich man. He could see Lazarus. He knows his name. The rich man had an abundance of resources and could have done something, even something very small, to help him. And he did not. In fact, he never, ever called him by name. The rich man never even spoke to Lazarus. He only spoke about him. The rich man never saw Lazarus as the closest opportunity he would ever have to serve the Lord in the service of someone in need. The rich man did not see human dignity. The rich man did not see divine presence. The rich man did not see divine invitation. But I want to see human dignity. I want to see divine presence. I want to see divine invitation. And at the banquet of the Eucharist, where we all come as poor pilgrims to the table, the Lord Jesus will open our eyes to recognize his presence in the breaking of the bread, as once he did at Emmaus. And recognizing him and being nourished by him, the Lord who has called each of us by name will send us to find him and serve him in those in need. Amen.